housing, Paul Osford, not a new issue, but things that aren't, I suppose, new in this, in the seemingly insurmountable issue. We have a new high in homelessness and an intervention by the President, and there was a motion before the Dáil this evening. Give us the context there and what the motion was.
Yeah, so this is from Gary's colleague, Keane O'Callaghan, brought forward a motion today that called for, it got into a lot of the headline figures in housing, that home ownership has dipped since the 90s. The median income of a first time buyer is now €103,000. It went on to say that there's been an increase in the built to rent model, that more houses were built last year, or more homes were built last year for rent than purchase. And then it called on the government to stop incentivizing a model of housing provision that makes home ownership increasingly unlikely, ensure that public money is not invested in the delivery of rental only properties, to stop providing subsidies for developers. This would be the likes of the first time buyers grant, or the first home equity scheme, and to dramatically increase the delivery of genuinely affordable purchase homes in line with the O'Coolan model. Obviously, the government's counter motion pointed out all of the things that it's doing, the €4 billion in housing, the housing for all, all of the same things that have come forward every time there's been a motion on this. It was voted down this evening. But it was interesting from the politics side of it to see...
No free vote on this one.
But it was interesting to see yesterday, Leo Varadkar came back very strongly at Holly Cairns during Leader's Questions on this issue, where he felt that the Social Democrats were trying to plant the flag to become the party of home ownership. And Lisa's party often refers to itself as the party of home ownership. But...
Indeed, Lisa's party has referred to itself as the true Social Democratic Party in the country on occasion. I think Sean Lamass said it was the true Labour Party, although I'm sure the Social Democrat, and certainly the one beside you would disagree with that. Gary Gannon, opposition in these debates often accused of not having a solution. So for anyone who doesn't know what it is, your solution is the O'Coolan model.
Well, an example of a solution is the O'Coolan model. The O'Coolan model was built on state lands up in Ballymun. It is a non-for-profit form of state development. It provides homes that's significantly affordable. And one of the things we are highlighting today is that home ownership rates in this country have fallen dramatically in the last 30 years, but accelerated in the last 10 years of Fine Gael ownership in government. We are highlighting the fact that actually, for example, the first home buyer in 2006, first home buyer in Ireland, the average age was 29. The average age of people who are moving out of their home now is just 28, so still living at home. So, and we're highlighting a number of different solutions that we bring forward. I think it was an important debate. I think Keane O'Callaghan has been to the forefront of providing solutions to the government. Today was another example of that.
But the drop in home ownership per se is not a bad thing in a European context. The issue in Ireland, in the specific Irish context, is that once people are in the rental sector, the rights that they have is not the same as what's on the continent. Would you agree with that?
Well, definitely not the same as on the continent. On the continent, for example, you have in no-fault evictions would be the norm on the continent, whereas here that very much isn't the case, as we'll probably discuss now in a couple of minutes. But what we were highlighting is the fact that these build-to-lets, predominantly build-to-lets, have been detrimental to, I'm obviously more conscious of Dublin, north side of Dublin. In my constituency, for example, we've got massive developments going up around Carbery, 500 and 600 apartments in a row that nobody can actually buy because they're all to let. But then you can't actually let them either because one bedroom is €2,440 for a one bedroom apartment. So subsidising that model of housing is detrimental to the public good, we highlight, and it's resulting in people not being able to afford to purchase a home and have none available.
All right. Lisa Chambers, the O'Coolan model, why isn't there more of it?
Well, the O'Coolan model is actually supported through the state's Affordable Housing Fund, and that was in the Affordable Housing Act, which the Social Democrats actually opposed and voted against. So I had a look at the Social Democrats' housing policy this evening on the way to studio. It didn't take me very long because it's 3 pages long, so didn't have much to read through. And the Minister for Housing was rightly critical in the Dáil this evening, where he said, you know, I'm listening to a motion, but you're very critical, but not putting any solutions on the table. So the O'Coolan model we support as a government. It's provided for in legislation that Social Democrats voted against. Let me go through this. They actually voted against the Affordable Housing Act, which is providing currently 1,000 affordable units. They voted against the Land Development Agency Act, which is delivering homes and has already started to deliver homes. They also voted against the Planning and Development Act. So they're quite quick to oppose and vote against. So in Dublin, very slow on solutions.
So in Dublin, for example, the upper limit for Help the Boy is 500,000. Now, if you can find me a house in Dublin that is below 500,000, you'll be doing very, very well.
Look on Daftery.
Okay, we can get it out now if you like. There's a very few houses below 500,000 in Dublin. Last year, there was 304 affordable houses built under your government. Now, I get you have lots of plans, but the reality on the ground for people...
We have no plans. It's easier, you're pointing out problems.
Not true. You're pointing out
problems, but I've asked you for solutions, and they're not three-page housing policy.
We've brought forward a multitude of different solutions. The last one we brought home, a vacant home tax, for example. Your party's position is that that should be set at 0.3%. That resulted in the fact that we have 84,000 vacant homes lying idle. We suggested to bring that to 10%. You said no. I mean, that's another example of a solution.
The vacant home tax, so your policy idea is to take the existing policy and expand it. That's the big idea from Social Democrats.
No, actually, make it work. Your policy of position at the minute is 0.3% of vacant homes.
The first home equity scheme and the first home buyers grant. Social Democrats would scrap both of those and have not yet told us what the replacement
would
be.
On the first home grant, what the research has demonstrated is that 40% of people who've been able to buy their home didn't actually lie in the first home grant. So that deposit you were given just increased the cost of properties in this country, making them further unattainable for average income earners. Because the average median income of a person buying a home at the moment is €103,000. That's the society your policy is creating.
Between the first home equity and the first time buyer's grant, there's €100,000 of supports to homeowners, and you want to scrap that.
That's right, just increasing the cost of properties.
No, it's not. Thomas, it's increasing the cost of properties.
Yeah, look, I mean...
You voted in favour of the Social Democrats' motion anyway.
Yeah, did I? I voted against the government, and I voted against all those bills as well, too. Just to let you know too, because, you know, the reality is that Dara Ryan is a minister. He has the workings of the whole department in favour of him, and this is the best that he can do in terms of housing, and that's a sad reality. And you said that the average income, you have to have $103,000 a year or something to be able to buy a house. The average income in Donegal is €27,000 a year.
That can be like the joint income of a household, I think.
Yeah, but the average...
The 103 is a Dublin figure. The national figure is about 90,000.
Yeah, well, then 27,000 is a long way from 90,000 anyway. And the reality is that would get you an €89,000 mortgage. You can't get houses for that price anywhere there. But yet we have huge numbers of Airbnb. There's 1,700 Airbnbs in Donegal alone. If the government was serious about having a housing policy, they would make it very difficult for people to put houses onto Airbnb and actually make them houses. Those houses.
Oh, hang on a second. If you're in,
require houses,
right? But if Donegal, which is of all the industries in Donegal, tourism is a big one, and if hotel accommodation,
we'll let everybody be homeless.
No, on the contrary, but if hotel accommodation is being used for emergency accommodation and accommodation for people...
Not all hotel accommodation has been used for emergency accommodation.
50% in Donegal, actually.
So 50% isn't. And the reality is that there's 1,700 homes on Airbnb. And I have people coming into my office who... a young couple coming in who have to go back and live with their parents, separate and go back and live with separate parents because there's no properties to rent. But yet I can go on Airbnb and trip over properties left, right, and centre.
And they wouldn't be alone in that, Lisa Chambers. There's a billion unspent on capital funding from the Department of Housing. Does that signal that everything possible is being done in the midst of a crisis to solve it?
I think, the funding being made available for housing is significant, and the Minister has said that money isn't the difficulty.
But making it available is one thing. Actually spending it on bricks and mortar is another
thing. This is something that Social Democrats haven't addressed either, and you won't find that in their three-page housing policy, that there is significant shortages in labour, which we're trying to address as well. That's not just here in Ireland. That's across the board.
We have three pages. The cost of, if you have to resort to that, Gary probably says all about your housing policy, which is pretty much non-existent.
Yeah. Gary, again, what in terms of the proposals you have? Yeah. How do you overcome the issue of workers, the logjam in the pipeline of apprenticeships and all of those kind of things? How do you incentivize workers into this, find them, and accommodate them?
Yeah, and that's very important. So, I mean, the idea of...
Why is it in your housing policy?
Well, just hang on a second. I asked him the question.
Just to be clear, so in terms of... So I do think we need a greater pathway for apprentices to get involved in the construction sector. The first way out of that is to pay them more. So we have apprentices that are getting involved, would love to get involved in the construction industry. It's €203 a week in terms of... So we can't... We're paying them enough that they can't afford to live in the city. So we have this thing going on where Fianna Fáil are accusing us of where the workers coming from, when they're creating the conditions by which the
Who bears the cost of the pay increase?
I think the state has to step in terms of those budget, those surpluses that we have, the state has to step in. Absolutely has to. This is an emergency situation. Whatever funds are available to the state, and there's considerable funds available now, have to step in.
As a subsidy, is it? As a wage subsidy?
If necessary.
What's the difference between that and a tax break to builders?
But this will be going to workers for me. So this will be going to workers who are in a very low level, who can't afford to live in the city because of the conditions created by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So whatever emergency measures we need to take to get people to be able to build the homes that we need, that families can get into, that's really important.
All right. Thomas Pringle, very briefly to you, what would you do to get more workers in, and where would they be accommodated?
Yeah, well, obviously, the issue is where would they be accommodated, and that is the reality. It's interesting that this is coming up now, that the government, this has been a problem for a long time, and the government, I don't believe, has been dealing with it. And I think we're going to have to look at the possibility of maybe looking abroad to see if there's workers that we can get there to actually deal with this issue, because we're facing a huge issue, and indeed even in Donegal we're facing a bigger issue. We have a housing crisis, but we also have a mica crisis where houses are going to have to be rebuilt, and there won't be workers available to do that. So the government has to be proactive and has to go out and has to offer contracts to people maybe from abroad to come in here and to work on buildings, but they're going to have to provide accommodation for those people as well, which is another side of it too, but they have to do it, and there's no sign of them doing it.
Okay, leave it there. We'll be back after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.